You are listening to the Makers Church podcast. For more information about our community, please visit makerschurch.org.
Amen. Good morning, church. How are we doing? Man, have a seat. Isn't it so good to be together this morning? Yeah, I'm glad too. Come on, let's hear it. Man, if we've never met, my name's Derek. I'm the lead pastor here, and I'm so glad that you have come to celebrate with us this morning. And truly, that's what this morning is all about. It's about a celebration. And if you're a guest with us, if this is your first time, I just want to welcome you into the family, right? This is, yeah, come on. Today is truly a family affair where we're going to just be celebrating all that God is doing as we head into this next season. And you know, I think it's such an interesting thing to think about for us as San Diegans, this idea of seasons, right? Because we truly don't have seasons, right? But we wish that the leaves would turn and change the different colors. You have to fly to like Central Park for that. But we have jacarandas, you know, those are kind of cool, remind us that some things are changing. But I love this idea of seasons, this idea that the season that we're in, wherever you're at, it will not last, right? And so no matter how bad the season you're in is, it will pass. But the reminder is that no matter how good the season you're in, it will pass too, right? If you're in a valley, there is a mountain peak. And if you're on a mountain peak, there's a valley coming. And that we together as a family, we get to move in and out of these seasons together. And that's why I love that God orchestrated even our weather in such a way, so for us, sometimes it's just pretend, that there's these four seasons that we go in and out of. And I love this ability to restart. And we have these things built in, and we'll take every excuse that we can, right? Birthdays, it's a new year. The new years, it's a new time, fresh start. Fall, a new semester, a new baby, a new something, a new job, a new season that we can step into. And so this morning, what we're celebrating is a new season that we're moving into together as a church. And for us, fall marks kind of one of our big seasons of the year where we get reoriented and we get reframed and we dream again and we think and we move towards what we believe God is calling us into together as a tribe, as a community. And so this morning, what we're doing is we're celebrating all that God is doing in us. And what that means is you. You are the church. You are the people that God is moving in. And so if you're a guest with us, we just want you to be welcomed into this family affair, this event that we're going to do by celebrating what God is doing in the faithfulness of our people. So this morning, like Corey said, we're going to baptize, we're going to commission some people into our Makers team, we're going to bless and affirm a new pastor, and then we're going to party, and we're going to sign up for community groups where we believe that true life transformation happens. Now, before we get into kind of all of the festivities, I just wanted to take a moment to talk about some of the guiding things that really shape the way we've organized and orchestrated things here at our church, and I hope that this isn't something that we just talk about, but that it's something that you truly can experience. We have a mission statement like many organizations do, like many people do, but ours is that we would help you live your very best life by helping you do four things: encountering God, discovering your purpose, making a better world, help me, Shalise, and growing your faith. Yeah, so come on. God, I'm getting the mind dump over here. Encountering God, growing your faith, discovering your purpose, making a better world. Those are the four things that we want to help you do. And we have all of these systems and things that help drive you towards that. But ultimately, outside of all of that language, we hope that you know and experience this idea that no matter where you're at on your spiritual journey, that you belong here. That when you walk in our doors, you become part of our family. That this is a place where you can call home and you could struggle and you could, I love this new word, buffer, like when you're just trying to figure it out, you're buffering. Like, right? Somebody told me that the other day, and I'm like, oh my God, you're explaining my life. Like, you ever been just stuck or confused and you're like, I don't know, and I don't know if I want to agree with that yet or disagree or whatever. I'm just going to buffer for a while. And we want you to know that this is a place where you could just buffer. that you belong here no matter what you believe. But we are not shy, that we know that if we can get you to this place of belief in Jesus Christ, that you will become exactly who God designed you to be. And the thing that I love about kind of our framework and understanding of the way God just designed us is that he uniquely designed each and every one of you to make a contribution to the world that no one else can make. That there's something that God wants to leave you up to, that if you don't do it, the world actually diminishes. It actually misses out. And that's why we want to help you begin to live your best life, to step fully into the way God designed you. And there's this central theology that kind of guides our belief around this thing. And there's a religious term around it. It's called the priesthood of all believers. And it's this really profound and beautiful framework for us to move into. And it actually colors and orchestrates everything that we do together as a church. See, in the Old Covenant, in the Old Testament, when God was relating with the nation of Israel, there was all of these religious things in order. And in order to connect to God, there was a liaison, an in-between called the priest. And then there was even a bigger gap called the high priest. And the high priest was the only one who could go into this place called the Holy of Holies, which is where God resided in the temple. There was one person who had that opportunity and had that responsibility. But the beautiful thing is that when Jesus came and died and rose again, it says that the veil was torn. That the wall that divided us from God was no longer there. And it says that Jesus actually became the high priest. And the implications of that is that you and me and that everyone who is in Christ now wears the garments of priesthood. That's a weird term because we don't use that language unless, of course, you grew up in the Catholic Church and you might have some reference for it. But even in the Jewish tradition, it was very different. And there's something profound that's happening here. This idea of priesthood, that when we say yes to Jesus, that he doesn't just save us from ourselves or save us from the world. He actually saves us to go save the world. That we actually become participants in what God is doing in the world. And that the only way, the best way that we can truly participate is by becoming who God had in mind. And there are all of these things that will separate us from that. And I love that Jesus is very clear about his mission on earth, but what the kingdom of God is about. It's about reconciling all things to himself. And it begins with us. It begins with us being reconciled to God. And then he uses us as his force of love and good in the world to reconcile all things to himself. And that's what we're celebrating and talking about this morning, that all of us, we have this statement that every single follower of Jesus Christ is called and commissioned by God to serve the world, to seek the lost. And I love saying that because I'm the pastor who normally gets put on me, like, oh, that's your job. I have another job, friends. I'm a fireman and I get paid to do that. This is our job. Okay, this is what we get to do together. And there's all of these beautiful metaphors about the body of Christ, and we all have different parts to play and roles to do. And the most confusing and most disrupting thing is when we try to play each other's part. And one of the biggest things that we can move into is discovering our own purpose. What did God design us for? But not neglecting the truth and the fact that every single piece, every position is as equally important. That pastors should not be pedestalized, that one thing should not be more important than the other. In fact, the scriptures say this in 1 Peter 2:9. It says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possessions, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. The thing that I love about this church is that we as a body are a people who understand this and embrace it and live it out. And there are so many people in the midst of this room and outside of this room that aren't here this morning that truly understand that a life lived with Jesus is a life given away. A life lived out, a life laid down, a life sacrificed for the good of others. In fact, Philippians 2:3 says, each of you should be concerned not only about your own interest, but the interest of others as well. And then Ephesians 4:11 says this, so Christ gave himself the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, to equip his people, that's us, for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we reach unity in the faith, in the knowledge of Son of God, and become mature, attaining the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. I love that the scriptures point to this idea that it is God who does the calling. It is God who does the anointing. It is God who does the appointing. And he has designed you with such a position and such a place and such a way to live out your life. But it's together that we encourage and inspire each other towards works of good. And we get so kind of confused around this idea because we know that our salvation, that our reconciling to Jesus only happens by faith through grace. And it's not by works, but the scriptures actually say that it is for works. That we become the hands and feet, the movement of Jesus in the world. And that's exactly what we're celebrating this morning through a couple different things. And we want you to know that if you feel like you are on the fringes and you do not want to be, that you do not have to stay there. If you're buffering and you want to hide for a little bit, God bless you. Keep hiding in our midst. Keep buffering, keep struggling. But if you are this is what I love. Anybody ever played the bench in sports? You sat the bench, right? Like I sat the bench a lot, right? There is no bench sitting in the kingdom of God, right? Everybody gets an invitation to the game. We all get an invitation to play our part. And so if you are sitting on the bench and you go, I wish the coach would just put me in, he has called you into the game. He's called you into the game. And that's what we're celebrating this morning. So we're going to celebrate together by identifying, by blessing, and by affirming a person moving into a new position. I want to invite Jessica Yamada up for a minute. This is so fun for me because if you guys don't know Jessica, Jessica's been our community group director for about 2 years now. But my wife, Laurel, and myself and Jessica, we go back 10 years. And we've been doing ministry together for 10 years. And we've started in totally different places. When we first met, I was literally cleaning bathrooms at a nightclub. And then I was leading a bathroom cleaning team. And Jess, you were, I don't know what you were doing, but it was amazing. And we were taking time to figure out our purpose. What were we designed for? And so fast forward for the last 2 years, Jessica's moved back down and we've been able to be partners in crime together, to be doing ministry together. But along this journey, it became so clear and evident that Jessica, your ceiling is higher, that you have a greater potential and there's a more accurate position for you to play. And so we together as a pastoral team and a board, we called Jessica up into this position of pastor. And it's exciting, but it's not that exciting, right? Because pastor is just another position. It's just another role. It's another thing. But what we've done is we've identified, we've acknowledged, we've affirmed that you have a gifting on your life that does not come from us recognizing it. It does not come from us calling you into it. God has called you into this. And you are a leader by nature, and God has designed you and wired you and gifted you to care for people well and to pastor people and shepherd people. And so we're excited together as a church to affirm and to bless Jessica as she moves into a pastoral position over community groups. And this comes hand in hand with a bigger strategy for us as a church, that we truly believe that life on life is where transformation happens. And the best place for that to happen is in community groups. And there are community groups launching today that are happening all over the city. And you can sign up for them in person, old school, on a piece of paper. And you could meet the person who's going to lead the group. And you could see if you like the way they smell or see if you like the way they interact with you, and you can make your choice in that. But we want every one of you to know that we are putting all of our efforts into helping you connect deeply to encounter God, grow your faith, discover your purpose, make a better world. Community groups is where that's going to happen, and Jess is leading the helm on that. So we wanted to invite our elders up, and we're going to pray over Jess, and we're going to bless and affirm her as she steps into this new position as a pastor of our church. Let's clap it up for her. So these are our elders coming up on the stage, and these are the people who are just shouldering and carrying so much of the spiritual responsibility and truly burden of what's happening in the midst of our church. And Jessica, as we pray for you this morning, I wanted to first read you this prayer that Paul read over Timothy as he was blessing and affirming Timothy's giftings. And this is found in 2 Timothy 1:6. It says, "For this reason, I remind you to fan into flame the gift of God, which is in you through the laying on of hands." Here we are. "For the Spirit of God does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God. He has saved us and called us to a holy life, not because of anything we have done, but because of his own purpose and grace. This grace was given us in Christ Jesus before the beginning of time, but it has now been revealed through the appearance of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has destroyed death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." Let's pray. God, my prayer is that this may be Jess's experience as she steps fully into her calling. God, would you guide her and direct her as she seeks to lead your people? Make her wise and an able leader. Fill her with your love and your patience and your grace, that she may serve others eagerly and willingly. God, keep her faithful in all times of testing, humble in times of success, and joy at all times in your service. And it's your name we pray this, Jesus. Amen. 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 Now, this next part is going to be super fun and a bit crazy. But the thing that I love about this church is that we don't ever go it alone. That we know that we are only able to do what we do because of the sacrifice of many. And so this morning, what we're doing is we're celebrating kind of the full expression of some of the systems and frameworks that we've put into place. How many of you have been to LifeTrack so far? Give me a holler. Woo woo. How many of you went to GrowTrack when it was called that? Holler. Yeah. Cool. Shouldn't change again, but stay tuned. But so we've got some things. And if you're here this morning and you just don't know what your next step is, you go, "I just don't know where to go next. I love this church. I want to get involved." LifeTrack. Just say that with me. LifeTrack. 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 That's your ticket. That's your ticket to begin. It's the tip of the iceberg. Begin the conversation of what it means to encounter God, discover your purpose, grow your faith, make a better world. And so that's a process that we have been making available to our people. And today is the culmination of a tremendous amount of people who have come through the process of those things and have made a commitment to be on what we call our Makers team. Our Makers team is our ministry leaders, our volunteers, our mentors, our people who are saying yes to the mission of Jesus and making this their outlet to do it. Right? That's who these people are. And before we invite them up, it's going to get crazy. I want to walk through real quick the commitments that they're making. And as they step on the stage this morning, they're saying yes to these things. And this is what we call our Makers team commitments. And it fits in these kind of four categories of what we want to help you do. So when it comes to encountering God, the most important thing that they've done is they've committed their life to Jesus. They've said yes to him. They've received forgiveness. They've decided to follow him with their days. they've been baptized. In fact, some are being baptized today, which is going to be awesome. And like Corey said, if you're here this morning and you go, man, I need to get baptized and I didn't plan for it, we plan for you. So we have extra clothes and towels and shirts and all that kind of stuff. So if you know today's the day you want to get baptized, just tell us. Come find us after the gathering when we're doing baptisms. We'll get you set up. And then they've also decided to attend church regularly, to be here, to be part of what we're doing together. When it comes to growing their faith, they've completed Life Track. They've gone through our process of discovering these things. They've decided to either join a community group or lead one or serve on a team, which is what we're going to see here in a minute. We have a bunch of teams to serve on. And they decided to pursue Jesus daily with spiritual disciplines, prayer, fasting, reading, meditation, confession, those types of things. And then when it comes to discovering their purpose, they are actively seeking to develop their strengths. They've discovered it, but now they want to develop it. They're joining a serve team or being part of a community group. And then when it comes to making a better world, they've committed to financially be partners with us as a church by what we call next step giving. And it's something that we invite all of you into to just, if you're giving, this is what we call next step giving. If you're giving nothing, just give something. Just as a first step forward, if you're giving something, give regularly. If you're giving regularly and you feel called, if you feel led, pray, ask God to lead you, give more. So they've said, yes, we're going to commit to partnering financially with the church. And they've also committed to really embracing that they would pray for and share the good news with their friends, family, coworkers, that they would be proponents for the gospel, that they would live it, that they would share it. And then that they would commit to living their best life. So these are the things that this group of people that's about to step on the stage has committed to. So without further ado, if you guys would come on up like a cattle herd, let's do it. Come on up and let's clap them up as they come. As they make their way up onto the stage, I just want to help with just absolute clarity. If this is a place that you know you want to call home, where you want to come fully alive and allow God to do what only He could do through you, the next step for you is to today look into a community group. Just at least be open to it. Be open to stepping in and doing life on life, opening the scriptures, wrestling together, buffer together. And then the next thing, we're not doing it today, but next week and every Sunday after that, we do Life Track. You can jump in at any point, and it's right after the gathering through those doors to the right, and you get to hang out with Shalise for an hour. It's amazing, and it's a great time to step into this stuff. So we're going to get going, and what we're doing is we're having our ministry team leaders kind of tell us what they're up to as a team, identifying their team, and we're going to go down the line, and then we're going to pray for them and commission them. We're going to affirm and bless the gifting that God has put in their lives. So we're going to start with Charlotte over here.
Hey, guys. So I am super grateful to serve as the creative director here at Makers, and we have an awesome communications and creative team. And so we are all going to go through our missions, and so this is our missions on the communication and creative team. Through compelling communications and creative output, our mission is to convey the heart of Jesus through the ethos, values, and stories of Makers Church. We will do this by curating and producing compelling experience through design, photography, videography, motion graphics, creative writing, and performance arts. We hope to inspire wonder, curiosity, and worship, and to help articulate the love of Jesus in language that is authentic, relevant, and moving. We will make a better world by refusing to settle for the status quo or the safe. We will passionately push through boundaries with our creativity and humbly fight for conversations saturated with grace so that the love of Jesus is known in all places. Let's give it up for communications and creative.
I'm Kristen and I lead the care team.
And I'm Lisa, I lead the prayer team.
So we're kind of combined, care and prayer. So we have the care team who does things outside of Sundays and cares for our community, our new moms, just anything that's going on, good or bad in people's lives. And then we have our prayer team here on Sundays that prays throughout the week for any requests as well. Our mission is to make a space for our community to have both their spiritual and physical needs met, to help care for others by sharing God's love and compassion through prayer and practicality. We will help people encounter God by being present in their lives and reflecting His love. We will help them grow by praying for them and walking alongside them through all seasons of life. We will help them discover their purpose even in the midst of their troubles. We will make a better world by showing up, carrying their burdens, and holding on to hope so they can shine God's light into the world.
My name is Corey, and I lead our connections team. All the high energy people you see that greet you in the morning. And this is our mission. Our mission is to make a home wherever we go, to help every person we encounter know that they are not alone, that they are seen, valued, and accepted as is. We will do this by helping create a Sunday experience that is warm, welcoming, genuine, and refuses to remain on the surface. One that pulls people from the fringes and connects them into family. We will challenge and help individuals grow in their faith through intentional community that echoes the heartbeat of the Father. We hope they will leave the safety of the island and step into the ocean of the unknown, discovering the vastness of Christ's love and the depth of grace-centered relationships. We will make a better world by refusing to sit on the sidelines. We will passionately pursue relationships, press into community, put people first, and run with reckless abandon after the God who calls us His own.
I'm Martha, and it's my honor to serve on our worship and production team. So shout out to all these great people back here, and also to Patrick and Emily and the rest of the team back there who makes all of this happen on Sundays. It's amazing to just be a part of our team. So here's our mission. Our mission is to make much of the name of Jesus, to lead our church in the honor and worship of Jesus by declaring the wonder of His grace, power, and love through our creativity, character, and artistry, and the cultivation of our team's giftings and talents. We will do this by helping craft a Sunday experience that is engaging, compelling, relevant, authentic, boundary-pushing, culture-creating, spirit-led, worship-filled, and Christ-centered. We will help the church move closer to God by providing an ever-deepening experience to encounter the Holy Spirit. We hope that our church will walk away changed from what they experienced during worship, earnestly responding to the call that God has placed on their life. We will make a better world by refusing to become stagnant or apathetic, but by pursuing the kingdom of God with our hearts postured towards excellence.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie, and I'm your kids director, and this is our incredible kids team. Raise your hand. So this is our youth and kids team, and they love your kids. Our mission is to make a space for kids big and small to grow a heart for Jesus, to help make families stronger by bringing Christ to the center of their lives. We will do this through worship, play, teaching, and discussions where kids can truly encounter the love of God. We will help them grow a foundation for their future that is rooted in kindness and love. We hope they discover all the amazing ways that God has made them special and unique. We will make a better world by showing up every Sunday with a smile on our face and patience in our hearts. Amen. And we will embody the heart of Jesus in the way we love and lead Makers Kids. Kids and you.
I feel like patience is like bold in your mission statement. Yeah. So my name's Jessica, and I am now the pastor over community groups. Thanks. And these are all the amazing community group leaders behind me who you guys will have the privilege of meeting after the gathering. So come say hi to us and sign up for a group. So here's our mission statement. Our mission is to make an impact beyond the walls of Sunday gatherings and create spaces to help people grow spiritually and encourage authentic community. Through breaking bread, engaging in meaningful discussions, we will allow God to move and change us. We will encourage one another to grow our faith through reading scripture, praying together, and inspiring each other to discover our purpose. We will make the world better by sharing our story of love and transformation through our relationship with Jesus to others.
Hi, I'm Heather, and I lead our outreach team.
Woo!
I'll just go right into it. Our mission is to make peace on earth, to help improve the lives of marginalized people. We will do this through engaging with partners who are doing long-term sustainable work with proven results. We will help the forgotten to see God's love by being the hands and feet of Jesus. We hope they realize that they are not forgotten, but are chosen people of God who have a purpose in this world. We will make a better world by bringing our church to meet the tangible needs of the poor, widowed, oppressed, and neglected people in this world.
Hey guys, ooh, sorry, I forget how loud I am. My name is Shalise, and I lead our LifeTrack team and our amazing events team. And so they are currently getting your barbecue, setting up your shaved ice, getting all your drinks outside ready for you for afterwards. So when you see them outside, say, thank you, you're amazing. But this is our mission. Our mission is to make a life-giving space where everyone can take the next step in their spiritual journey. We will engage everyone in authentic conversations where people can dive into what it means to encounter God in their daily lives. We will help others grow their faith by connecting them to a healthy and thriving community. We will create opportunities for those who long to discover their purpose by helping them identify their giftings and explore their passions. And we will make a better world by empowering others to give their lives away and to invest their resources and their talents into spreading the name of Jesus in our city and beyond.
So good. One of the things that I love is that every one of these declarations and these statements, they tie directly to what we're trying to do together as a church. And the thing that I think is the most beautiful is that, you know, lone wolves in the world are just not that effective. But when you become organized, when you become linked arm in arm together, we can do an incredible amount of good in this world. And this is what this expression is. And so we want to commission them, affirm, and bless this team of people who are just saying yes to being used by Jesus this morning. So our elders are here on the stage. We're going to kind of lay some hands on them. If you guys would stand with us and just, if you feel comfortable, reach out your hands. We just want to bless and affirm what God is calling them to this morning. God, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done in the lives of every person standing on this stage. God, where you have brought them on a journey to this place, God, where they have found a home and they have found a people. God, they understand the fullness of the priesthood that you've called them into. God, while some are still figuring it out, God, they're committed to being used by you. They're saying, Lord, here I am, use me. And so, God, we pray, Lord, that as we strive to and as we aim to make a huge impact in this world and in this city, God, that you would honor their sacrifice and commitment. God, that you would honor the work and the effort and the love and the heart that they're putting in, God, to being the full expression of your kingdom on earth. And so, God, we pray, Lord, that as we bound together, God, and as we move forward together, Lord, that you would allow us, God, the patience and the endurance, God, to see your kingdom through. And so, God, no matter what may come, Lord, may you make us stronger. God, no matter what may try to get in between us or bring us down, God, that you would bind us closer together. And so, God, I just pray, Lord, that you would move us forward to making a difference in this city and to make a better world. We pray this in your name, Jesus. Amen. 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 Let's clap it up. Let's clap it up for them. Awesome.
You are listening to the Makers Church podcast. For more information about our community, please visit makerschurch.org.